Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. This is your Saturday showcase. So happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to the weekend. I want to say thank you to the Lord for giving us another day of being here. I want to thank all of you that have been hanging out with me all week with our community topic segment. Today is the day that we kick back and relax and give our unsigned and unrecognized community citizens of the world a chance to shine for 2 hours. So let's get started. To Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 Kiss FM Radio in New York City, currently with isolradio.com. You can hear Barry do his thing on Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m. and again on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m. when he's not doing that. His grace in New York City with the best of live R&B events all over the best of venues, as the CEO of that awesome company, Track One Entertainment. We want to say thank you to my team, to Lady Diamond Elaine Yeves, Monster Miles, DJ Domerica, Rodney Williams, and last but certainly not least, that awesome panelist and activist out in Toledo, Ohio. Deacon Betty Williams doing his thing, and everybody that's making this show possible and the mission that we're on. I want to thank my groups out there on social media, on the Edge of the Show Listeners Lounge. You guys are awesome. I want to thank the Real World News Black and Discussions Group. I want to thank the Black Love and Conversations Group, the Black History Support Capitalist End Group, and the Black Mamba Group. What About Us and the Capitalist End Group? You guys have been fantastic and phenomenal in helping us along. I want to thank all of you who have brought up our listener count to 272 people. You guys have been completely fantastic, and I want to thank you all for hanging out with me in our humble little abode. All right. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have a brand new music artist who's been added to our list of unsigned music. You guys have heard from her about 2 weeks ago. She is the winner of the Track One Entertainment, So You Think You Can Sing 2014. Competition. She's amazing. She's beautiful. She has a wonderful voice, and her talent is off the hook, and I'm speaking about none other than Miss Stephanie Janot. This girl, young lady, she is all around wonderful person. She's a wonderful singer. She's a hell of a performer, and she's dedicated to all that she does. So you will be hearing a double play from her tonight, and she has an absolute wonderful thing. So you know how this goes. We're going to give you a little bit of a celebrity break before we get started. When we get back, it's the beginning of our showcase, so don't go away. We'll be right back here. So now what we are going to do is go out with Joe and Compromise when we get back after we're from our sponsors. Showcase is underway, so keep it locked right here with Katie, everyone. See you in a bit.
Can't do. I'm the same way too.
compromises, lady.
New York, New York. There's no place like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, attorneys at law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com on the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. This is your Saturday showcase, and we are ready to get the showcase on the road. Our first artist up tonight is that wonderful trio of sisters out in Long Island, New York, Sophila, Fario, and Safa, and they are known to the world as Illuminum. They are absolutely fantastic, well-rounded young ladies. They are positive. Their songs are about positive uplifting and teaching some messages to their peers. We are going to have a triple play with these ladies, and the three songs that we are going to be dealing with is It's Okay, Secrets, and That's Not My Name. Starting off with It's Okay, this is their gospel contribution, thanking the Lord for the talents that he's given them and the abilities and opportunities he's afforded them to this point. So to you three ladies, one of my favorites is It's Okay, and this is the beginning of an Illuminum triple play. Don't go away. We'll be back right after the triple play concludes.
Don't let it light.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. This is your Saturday showcase. You just heard a triple play from a sister group called Aluminum Us here in New York, and they are fantastic. Up now, we're going to have one of our newer additions to our music artist showcase list, and this is a group. Well, it's actually two individuals, two DJs that make amazing music, and this man is out here in Queens, New York. Someone that's really cool with me. I think he's wonderful, and I think he's very talented. Here is DJ Massacre and Dan Reptile with a really short but effective music clip called Enter the Void. So bear with me as we get them in, and when we get back, we will continue our showcase. Don't go away. Here's Enter the Void. Back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Once again, this is your Saturday showcase. That was DJ Massacre and Dan Reptile with a musical piece called Enter the Void. It's absolutely beautiful. Short as it is, it's beautiful. And now I'm going to grace your ears with the double play of another fantastic and talented artist named Promise Marks. This woman is fantastic. You guys have heard her debut back in December with her song called The Holiday. Aptly enough, it was for the holidays. But now she has another single out. It's called Chill With You. And we are going to enter into a double play with Ms. Promise Marks. So don't go away. We'll be right back on the Saturday Showcase. Keep it locked right here with Katie. Bye-bye. Yeah. Oh, I want
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. That was one amazing artist, and her name is Promise Marks, everybody. And if you have not heard of her before, you definitely heard from her now. Now, up next, everybody, I have a treat. And I say it's a treat because the next voice that you will be hearing is going to be the sound of an amazing, amazing young lady named Stephanie. Stephanie is the winner of the Track One Entertainment So You Think You Can Sing competition for the 2014 year. It was a tribute to Whitney Houston, and she sang twice. And when she sang, she rocked the house. She rocked the house. She was an amazing performer. She brought spice to the stage. She rocked the mic. She has such a sound, and my God, just listening to her, you got chills. She's amazing. And then when you meet her, she is a fantastic person. So it just enhances all that's beautiful about her and her talent. Now, before I go, there's actually a panelist in on the line, so I want to bring them in, and then we will get to a Stephanie Jano double play. So hang on with me just a minute. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, who's this?
Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. Oh, my goodness. What, were your ears ringing?
It's so funny. I was like, you know, I realized it's 7:30 and I have a break, so I was like, let me call right now.
And just so happened, I can't tell you just how graced I feel that you want to play your music here. What you did back in February, it was such an awesome experience for me. And, you know, you did interview a little bit after the show, after the event on our next showcase. But today, before I actually get to your amazing voice for our listeners, start telling me a little bit about where you are. Start telling me a little bit about what the songs that you have submitted to me means to you, where it came from, who wrote it, and just go.
I write the songs that I sing, and it's funny, like, most of the songs I write are about the love of music, because that's my first love, music. And it's crazy, it's like you writing a love song to, somebody, but I write it to the actual form of music, because that's what I love the most. One of the songs is called All Night Long. It's about, like, just vibing to music and just listening and having a good time. You don't have to go out and to a club or anything to have fun. You can actually just sit down, listen to, like, great music, jazz, funk, R&B, and really have a great time just listening to the artists that, you know, paved the way for people who are coming up in the industry now or even who are out there right now. And then I have this other song called I'll Be There. Actually, that is about someone, you know. It's, you know, because, you know, it's really like, call me, text me, Facebook me, and I'll be there. That's what it's about. It's just about, thank you. wherever I am, even if you call me right now, I'll be there. Because that's how much I want to be there.
Oh, Lord, I know, I already know. I know by the way you sat in that contestant circle. I know by the way that you felt it. You felt
Thank
it
you.
Out. Girl, I was sitting there like, oh, my goodness. You know, if Whitney was standing there, I think she would have given you a standing ovation herself. So,
oh, my God. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It was that amazing to me. And you submitted these two songs that we added to the showcase today, and in the first, I can't even say minute. The song, especially I'll Be There, oh my goodness, it ripped. Stephanie, I know that, you know, I want to bring up this real side of things, because a lot of times these young artists that are out there, they have this notion that life is going to be easy on this journey, you know, and the media, the industry, it promotes once people are up there and they're already established and they're already famous. This is the image that these young artists see, and they forget about the part that there's plenty of days where there's no pay, but the exposure means more than the pay, that all of the things that they think is going to happen is not that instant gift wrap, you know, it's in your lap. You really have a lot of competing to do.
Yeah.
You really have a lot of hard work. So we spoke a little bit last night, and as much as it might have been something that, you know, was feeling bad about you, share that with my listeners and my artists on this panel so that they can understand what it is that's happening and what kind of, let's say, safety nets or backup plans or support networks that you have. And you could even start with what you did last night. So, go.
Well, you know, I just started realizing how hard it is because I've been working so hard to the point, like within a week's time, I'll get, like, maybe 6 or 7 hours of sleep in 7 days.
Wow.
And to the point that your body starts getting so tired, it starts to break down, and you start getting sick. Like, you know, because I also work a day job. I work a day job. I sing in bands. Like, right now, I'm actually on a break. I'm performing at Copacabana with the Swagger Band. You know, I record almost every weekend, like twice a week. I'm constantly writing, and I'm always doing something. Like today I was doing video editing because I actually posted a video to YouTube for that song all night long.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I know that feeling. I know that feeling. I write. I do writing on the, you know, when I'm not here and when I'm not working my day job. And there are times where it's hard for people to understand the mind of an artist, whether it's an artist on a canvas or on the stage or in paper, you know, pencil. And one of the things that we do is, like, the slightest thing can set off an inspiration for a big thing, or the slightest thing can actually make you break down and not be able to do it. From writer's block to singing block, you know, the slightest thing can make you, you know, want to just end everything. You know, just, I don't care about this anymore because, you know, it's not going anywhere. Or the very tiniest thing that nobody would understand could be your biggest song or your biggest bestseller. So it comes that point in time where once you get that idea in your head, when your juices start flowing, you can't stop. And
right.
It's like you're frantic about it, and you just know that this is like a dog with a bone. So
it's true.
With all of that being said, you know, what these young artists fail to realize is sometimes it's not just throwing together whatever you think is good, because you don't have to prove nothing to yourself. You have to prove something to the people you want to entertain.
That's
so,
true.
You know, so then that's another, like, you know, soft blow. And I can't tell you just how much, like I said, it's an honor both for you to have considered this as a platform, you know, for your launching pad, and then as well that you called in. You called in right on time. So just, you know, you can hang out for as long as your break is up. I'm about to play you, girl. So, you know, if you can hang around after it's over, we can talk a little more. Or if you have to go, don't worry about it. We'll move on. But, you know, thank you for giving me the shot to help promote you, because I'm going to let you know that when you get up there and you get big, when I come to your shows, don't act like you don't know me. You hear?
Oh, my God. You're my girl now. Look.
I want VIP passes.
I would never do that. Oh my God.
I want VIP passes. I want my name to be first on the guest list after your producers. So you are one of the people that I will definitely call my idol. You know, so
oh, thank you.
You stick around and you stay sweet and you stay believing and you stay committed, because definitely that's something that you're going to need with this cutthroat business. So just hang out. I'm about to hit you off right now, okay?
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. The opportunity is mine, darling. I'll see you in just a bit, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, everybody, up with a double play from Miss Stephanie J. Note. First up is All Night Long. You can dance and tap your feet a little bit, and we'll be right back with the second part of our double play. And if Stephanie's still here, you hear a little more from us before we get to our entrepreneurs for the evening, okay? Keep it locked with OTE. Be back in just a sec.
Let us make the catch. Get with it.
All right, that's the first of our double play, everybody. And Stephanie is still on the line with us. Let's just get a little bit of a little more words from her, because I believe that the panel is calling in as well, so I don't know what is it to say. So just hang on just a sec. Hey, Steph, baby, you still with me?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, I think we have a panelist coming in to say a few words about what they heard before we go into the second part of your double play, so hang on just a sec, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Cole. You're on the air.
Good evening. Good evening, Miss Barnett, and good evening, Miss Stephanie.
Hi, good evening.
How are you? You are
an
awesome talent, I must say.
Thank
you are
so
an awesome
much.
Talent. You're there's
I
an anointing
that.
On you. Yeah, there's an anointing on you, and don't let nobody discourage you or try and pull you off track, because you are definitely on the right track.
Thank you.
I love your vibe. I must say that. I love your vibe. You have an awesome vibe.
You
Thank
haven't
you.
Heard anything yet. You got to hear the next one. By the way, Stephanie, this is our co-host for the show, and this is Deacon Zeddy Williams.
Speaking,
you haven't heard anything yet. I'm about to play the next one that's going to burst your ears. You are fantastic, Miss Jano. You got that?
Thank you so much.
All right. And you hear how beautiful she is as a person, ladies and gentlemen. She is out there, and she will be out there hitting the stores very soon. So those of you with your iPhones, your iPads, your MP3 players, your downloadable devices, when she hits the market, get there. And as of right now, Stephanie,
yeah.
Do you have a YouTube or a Reverb Nation link where they can link up with you before you actually become the superstar you're intended to be?
Yes. Reverb Nation, Stephanie Janote, Stephanie Janote. YouTube is SJ1AND0.
Oh, you have to tell me that. I'm a little off these days with you. Okay, you have to send some things to me. I feel like I'm saying this redundant or like I'm a groupie or something, but like, you're absolutely awesome. I might be at the backstage like a groupie, you know? Like, yo, that's Stephanie. I know.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, up next, everybody, grace your ears. You know, stay there and take a listen, because Miss J Note is about to give you a beautiful ballad, and it's called I'll Be There. In case you don't remember that title, just think about the Michael Jackson song. This is called I'll Be There. It is fantastic. It's beautiful. It's heartfelt. The first 10 seconds of the song, you're going to fall in love with. So keep it locked right here with me. Steph, if you're still on the line, I'll have you do a little follow-up, okay? Don't go away, everybody.
You.
Stephanie Janote with All Night Long. With I'll Be There. Here we go.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody. If that was not the sound of an angel, I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to bring Miss Jano back in just a few seconds more and our other panelists, Deacon Eddie Williams, to discuss this out. So, Stephanie, babe, are you back with me?
Hi.
Absolutely beautiful. My God,
thank
that's
you.
Amazing. It's amazing.
That is my favorite. That's the favorite song I've written. That song is like, it really is. Like, I think, like, when I wrote that song, I was emotional.
Yeah, it shows. Well, Deacon, what's your take on it? We don't know if he's in, but we'll get it here. But hi, Deacon.
Hello.
Yes
I am.
All right. Did you hear it? What did you think?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
It's awesome. Man, it's just I got lost, so I had me in a daydream. So it's gotta. Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Oh my goodness. It's one of those songs I'm going to be listening to on my train ride to work and probably crying for no reason. Oh, my God. Well, I have a little something for all of you out there who heard this and wasn't touched. Just give me 1 second so you could hear all about what we need to do for you.
There's not many songs that give me goosebumps, and that's one of them. So.
Thank you.
That's for all you people who wasn't touched by that song that just went out there. You know, this is a moment of silence for all you people who feel nothing. That was absolutely fantastic, Stephanie.
Thank you.
That was absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
My God, I've
been all over. That was very creative right there. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know me. You know me. We do this stuff. But I will tell you, Stephanie, wow. The emotion, the commitment, whatever was driving you that day, that probably was your one little bit that made that inspiration happen. It came out in that. And what,
you know,
a voice.
It's so weird. It's like this keyboardist that I worked with previously, like he kept, like every time I see him, he's like, we got to get together. And finally we did. And the studio that he works out of is in Long Beach. So the first time we ever worked together, that was the first song we did. That was the first
song
we ever did together.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Now, you see, every artist has a, like, a special moment or a special inspiration story to tell when they get their first big interview and after they get successful. And let me just let you know, despite the record contracts, despite the big wig superstar around the world tours, you are successful right now. Right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
Right
Thank
now.
You.
What a beautiful, beautiful contribution to the music industry that is. I got to say that to you. I do have to move on to our next artist and our entrepreneurs for the evening so that they have their shot. But somewhere down the line, if the time permits, I'm going to play that song again before we go up the air. Anybody that you know that you would like to hear, you know, let them know that you're being showcased once again. You get on that phone and you start calling now and let them listen in. But you are amazing. You are amazing. And that
Thank
no one
you,
tell you, you. You're welcome, baby. Let nobody tell you differently, that nothing stopped you. Let all those struggles that you're going through right now be interpreted as God is preparing you to be able to handle the stuff that he's got for you. So believe me, this will seem like nothing when you get there. I'll tell you that right now. You are absolutely fantastic. Thank you for gracing my panel with your presence today, young lady, between a gig. Thank you for
Aww.
Giving me your music.
Thank Absolutely. You for playing my song.
Ah, well, send me some more. I'll rotate next week, okay?
But okay.
That one I just played will probably always be part of it. So we'll just
Oh, my God. Something. Thank you.
Well, I don't have a problem with it.
Oh, my God. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, you can see that, and I will definitely be doing my part into help making sure that you are networked someplace else as well, so that you're all over the place and nobody will not know your name. Okay? So
yes,
thanks
you.
Again. Thanks again. Going to head out to the next part of the showcase. Have a great, great time, and good luck with the rest of your gig, sweetheart, okay?
Well, thank you so much, Katie.
You're welcome, baby girl. I'll speak to you after the show, okay?
Okay.
You all out there listening, don't forget the name. Don't forget
Stephanie,
the name, people.
Stephanie J. Note. Stephanie J.
Yes.
Note. That's what she needs to know. Stephanie J. Note. She is on Reverb Nation. She's on Facebook. She's here with OTE. You guys, get out there and show this young lady some support, because she is busting her butt to try to make it right out there in the world. Deacon, thank you. And if you're listening in, just hang out with me a little more until the end of the show. And, you know,
not
I will
a problem.
Always be happy with that. Okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on with our next artist up, that amazing group from Queens, New York, Leva, with their gospel inspirational song, I Will Be All Right. And we will be back to continue this, and up next will be our business entrepreneurs. Here's Leva, don't go away.
What do I say?
What do I say?
When the tears just won't stop.
When the tears won't stop.
Seems like I'm climbing a mountain.
Climbing Mount Sorrow.
Feels like the top.
And it feels like the top.
When all I've leaned on.
When all I've leaned on.
Catches me by surprise.
Catches me by surprise.
Tell me, where's the refuge?
Where's the refuge?
Where's the joy?
Where is my paradise? I just lift my hands and say.
Sing the rain. Not alone.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. This is your Saturday showcase. That was that amazing young group out there spreading the word of the Lord and trying to stay positive above and beyond the economic crunches. And that was Libra with I Will Be All Right. Up next, we have another one of my little, I call him my boo. He is a KBA publicist client, and he is named Marcus MC Silva, is known to the world as MC. He is going to be gracing us with the sound of his version of the 1980s group Cameo's 1980s song, Candy. So here's MC Silva's with Candy. Be back in just a few minutes.
It's like candy, candy. Yeah. Oh. Lump round, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Woke up in the spot, I got my shine on. Team on the block, we get that grind on. Girls only with that green, so I treat them like I watch, I don't win. Cause I ain't got time for them. I got love for my fans though. Beat it up, she got me bustin' shots like Rambo. Riding non-stop, without handles. Six shift, no automatic, on manual. My team, you know I gotta ride for. Every truck I do, I cup a G4. Lost crazy, Primo. About to blow up, boom, C4. I'm on a roll, I can't stop it. Swagger on a mill, yo, she's on top of. You mad cause she chose me. And she tastes just like
candy, candy. Yeah. Oh. Lump round nine. Wax up tight.
Candy, candy.
Giving me a heart attack. It's the time I'm
everybody to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. That was MC Silvers with his rendition of Cameo's Candy. All right, gotta take a little bit of a minute for me to remind everyone what this showcase is about. This is a part of our show where we take a break from the community depressions, all the serious problems that we face, all of the things that especially as African Americans we suffer on a daily basis, to give all of our local people out in the communities a shot at being able to present or promote products that they are trying to start a business with or a service, as well as all of these young people, which is mainly what we have on our music showcase, who are trying to get into that cutthroat industry, knowing all of the competitions that they're going to have to face, knowing all of the obstacles that are out there, knowing how hard it is, they still keep going. Here's the difference with what OTE accepts. I will play anything that you send me, as long as, A, it has no explicit sexual hate bashing, anything that brings us down from what we are capable of being. Young people, I want you to put your best foot forward in projecting an image in this industry, because it's easy to follow the crowd. It's not easy to be unique in a world that's a dime a dozen. You bring forth your best. Bring your talent forward, not what the world says is acceptable or is the in thing. You stand out in the crowd, and we will definitely showcase you as often and to the maximum limits of our ability here. So, to those of you in the music part that would like to submit your work, give me an MP3 clear quality sound copy of your music. Send it to teamontheedge@gmail.com. And we will review it, and we will let you know when you will be there, and we will add you and showcase you to all of you business people that are out there that are trying to get your products or your service promoted, and you haven't yet got to the licensing part, but you are confident in what you're trying to do, be it a single parent trying to get a little edge up on the world, don't want to be caught up with, you know, being caught with some public assistance type situation or some not really paying much of the bill's job. You send a picture or a description of your business, your name, your contact info. If you have a website link, you do that. Send it in an email to ontheedgeshow@outlook.com, and we will definitely review you and get you listed. So with that being said, it is time for us to showcase our entrepreneurs. And My has the list grown. So, beginning in Lansdale, PA, we have a young lady going to school, doing her day job, and doing something that she loves to do, which is make you look good with her hairstyling abilities. That is Miss Latasha at TashaStylesOls@gmail.com. She is the CEO of Tasha Stylesols. She can do your hair in those dreads or twisty braids, any style you want, whether you're a man, woman, or child, she can do that. So contact her at TashaStylesOls@gmail.com. Over in Flint, Michigan, we have my boy Mo Mosley. You guys know Mo if you're on Facebook and you are part of his awesome two sports groups, Mo Sports Mouth and MSM2. Well, Mo does photography and imaging, and he also does music. So for photography and imaging in Flint, Michigan, it's a small town with a big heart. That's the way it's listed. You go to Eyonca, that's EYONCA, photography and imaging. You can contact him for any of those needs at marmos567@gmail.com. When he's not taking your picture and he's doing you well up on film, he's helping you in the studio, and that's under Mosley Sound, Inc. in Flint, Michigan. You can contact him at mosleysound@aol.com. Both of his companies have an official Facebook page that you can go and see for yourself, or you can contact us here at katielissa.wix.com/ontheedgeshow, and you can get there and see on our website what it is that he does. In Brooklyn, New York, to four wonderful people, we have my favorite twin ladies, Miss Arlene Cox McGriff and Miss Darlene Cox Owen. So we're going to start with baby girl Darlene. She is the owner of Lights in the City in Brooklyn, New York. Lights in the City, this woman manufactures and sells light-up fandangles, and I never know how to describe it other than if you've ever gone to the souvenir shops at the circus or in a concert arena and you buy these little things that flash in the dark or just light up and you wave them to get into the event. Well, Darlene has all these things, but to the 10th power, because she has something that lights up for every theme, whether it's a necklace or earrings, whether it's even ice cubes you can stick in your drink that light up. They don't get messed up with the water or anything, but they light up and just make your drink fun. So you can contact Darlene at 347-677-6500. She's located in Brooklyn, New York. Her company is Lights in the City, and you can do anything that you like. If you're having an event or you just want to have some a little bit of fun with yourself, you can do that. Now, when you're not doing that, go over to her twin sister, Miss Arlene Cox McGriff, and she will hook you up with some custom-made fashion strictly for you. She does everything from lingerie to casual wear to sportswear to formal wear. So you can contact her under Lala NY Designs. She's the CEO of that company. You can reach her two ways, either by email at lala-ny@live.com or call her directly at 917-216-7155. Over in Brooklyn, we have another man who does two things, and he's awesome. His name is Nathaniel Johnson. You guys know him as Nate in Brooklyn, New York. If you've ever gotten your PC repaired or any IT needs for your PC met under a company that was called PC Mac, it is now called Doodle Technologies. You can reach Nate to find out what it is he does for you with your computer at doodletechnologies@gmail.com. He also provides DJ-based services, including sound and lighting, free if you are a nonprofit organization at a reasonable price. If you are just a civilian that wants to host an event and you want good music and not breaking your pockets prices, contact Nate under 4Play Music Entertainment. That's the number 4 in the word play in Brooklyn, New York. You can contact him by email at the number 4playmusicent@gmail.com. Also in Brooklyn, New York, and you guys have heard me say this, this amazing man, his name is Jonathan Ellaby. This guy is a whiz with the camera. So as I say often, if you are a dusty old housewife, he can make you look like a glamorous runway model. I don't know what it is he sees in his subjects, but when he films you, you like yourself if you haven't before. Jonathan Ellaby under JE Photos, Brooklyn, New York. Contact this man at 347-599-4535. You cannot go wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Again, 347-599-4535. Over in Queens, New York, we have Miss Michelle Roberts, my girl, my sweetheart. She is in the St. Albans, Queens area. She is the owner of M&R Weave Design. She can hook your hair up, ladies. She can hook you up. So after you get your hair hooked up, then head over to Jonathan in Brooklyn and get your picture taken. Contact Michelle at 347-399-0139. Let her tell you what she can do for you, and you can get the hookup. Tell her Katie sent you. Over in Jamaica, Queens, New York, if you are a tenant or a homeowner looking to get some minor repairs or some major repairs, or you're looking to just do a remodeling job, the man to call is Mr. Ferdinand Love of Love Home Improvement. You can reach him at 917-362-8697. This man is a genius at home improvement. Okay, he does everything except plumbing. He can do your tiles. He can fix your showers. He can do your cabinets. This man is amazing. He does not get in your way. He does not leave a mess. He does not give you jobs that cost you and will break off in a month. So contact Mr. Love at 917-362-8697. Over in New York, New York, Manhattan, we have a couple of people. We have Mr. Sean Felder, who is a distributor of excess energy drinks. He is being interviewed and affiliated with quite a few large name people. The NBA League was even looking into him for helping their players stay energetic between games. And he can definitely tell you what it is he can do for you. So contact Sean at 646-673-1997 for excess energy drinks. In New York, New York, but serving the Suffolk County, New York area, is Miss Tiffany for African Glazed New York. She is a breeder and seller of exotic birds, real live birds, everyone, that she knows her stuff. She can tell you how to take care of them. She can tell you what they're called, where they come from, what environment they need to be in, what they don't get along with, what how to feed them. Contact Tiffany at 212-340-1111 or visit her website at AfricanGrazeNewYork.com. Once again, that's 212-340-1111 or AfricanGraze with an E, NewYork.com. And we also have Mr. Jazz in the New York, New York area. This man is a photographer, but mainly he is a music production person who knows his stuff and knows the industry and has been around the best of them and the worst of them. He knows how to handle you. He is strict and straight to the point, but he will not let you be any less than your best, because if you're representing him, then he feels that he will be less than his best. Contact Jazz at 347-715-8075. He is the owner of Jazz OG Paparazzi Productions. And trust me, he lives up to his name. All right, we have in California, Miss Gail Birdsong, an amazing woman with an amazing talent to create straight from her head amazing, unique artwork on recycled glass. So she helps the environment while she helps your decor in your room or your living room or wherever it is you'd like to stick her work. Faces on Faces is the name of her company. Facesonfaces.net is her website. You can contact her at Bird, B-Y-R-D, 78 at sbcglobal.net and see what she can do for you. And I can personally tell you that her work is amazing. Mr. Kenneth Foot, my favorite attorney. You hear his commercial during our breaks. Kenneth Foot, attorney at law. He is a native of New York. He is a resident of the Florida area. He serves both states. He's knowledgeable in every aspect of law, from traffic stops to civil court to murder trials. So contact him if you want the best advice and representation at either klfoot.com or 877-903-6683. And we will go now to, if you want your taxes done and you want a man that knows what he's doing and will help you get the best that you can get, contact Mr. James Mohammed. He is in Fayette, Mississippi, under Shabazz Business Services at 601-786-8588. I am giving you a personal reference. He's absolutely amazing, and he is wonderful and knows his stuff. He's a CPA, Fayette, Mississippi, 601-786-8588. We have Ms. Sandra Williams in the Illinois area who will give you great deals and wonderful packages on traveling under Ambrosia Travel Services. Contact Ms. Angela Williams at 630-865-1716 and see what she can do for you. Again, we have another amazing person I'm honored to speak to, and that is Mr. Derek Bell. He is a KBA Publicist Agency client. He is part of this team, and he is the owner of I Am Derek. You can look at all of his products under the fashion line that he has. I am Derek.com. Derek is D like David, E-R-I-Q-U-E at gmail.com. And you can contact him and let him show you everything that he's doing. This man is amazing. He's trying to give back to the community. He's all over the place. He's fun. He's energetic. He's a softie at heart, but he's definitely dedicated to his business and making business work for the community. We have a couple of more people that I do not want to forget. So let's get back to Miss Nikita Barrett, young, amazing lady, entrepreneurial in all rights and spirits. She's going to school. She's trying to hustle a few jobs to make sure everybody gets a piece of her pie while she's making a piece of her own. She's a Mary Kay consultant. She is internet, online, and she will deliver anywhere. She knows her stuff. She can consult with you on skin tones, complexion types, hair types, any type of thing that you would like. She would know how to custom fit your needs and your desires. Miss Nikita Barrett is at N like Nancy Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, the number 23, at MaryKay.com. That is our list of entrepreneurs, ladies and gentlemen. Support them if they are in your area. Show them that, you know, we are trying to give back and support people who are trying to stay positive, upstanding people. You can get good deals because they're trying to get started. And so it's more personal for them to let their products be shown than it is for them to make that corporate mark in the world. So while you are helping them help you, help them make their mark. And you don't know who it is that you could be helping. These are young people. These are single parents. These are people who are no longer able to work but are still able to work from where they are and still contribute. So do that. We are going to go to break, and when we get back, we're going to continue and conclude with the last of our showcase of the music. I thank all of you that are part of this, from the listeners to the showcase artists to our panelists to our guests. Thank you all very much. So now we are going to go out with, who will we give this to? Let's give this to Kelly Price, Retired, and we'll be back to finish up our showcase. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
There's a hole in my heart. My soul is bleeding. I need to free my mind. Can't see. Guilty feeling,
tired
of the broken dreams,
tired
of the poor things,
tired
of the baby mama,
tired
of the ghetto drama,
tired
of the back and forth, tired of in and out the court.
No place like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything's straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, Attorneys at Law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
The On the Edge Show with K.D. Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. KD and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com on The Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On The Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On The Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. This is our Saturday showcase, and we are wrapping it up in just a few. We have a few more artists to play tonight. And as I spoke about during the break, we are definitely a show trying to promote positivity and restoration to our community. And one of the things that we do here is through the use of the Saturday showcase, we promote positive messages, we promote having people who are trying to make a difference in the economy and in their local neighborhoods and pretty much all around society and the world itself. We do that here by trying to promote as much positivity as possible. So with that being said, there are two young men that brought in some wonderful content to do just that. And I've played this particular person quite a bit in my showcase as well as during the topic week. And this man's name is Paul Robinson. Paul Robinson is a young Christian rapper who is an African-American who's tired of seeing all the stories of horror, the deaths, the unnecessary internal fighting, the internal hatred that goes among us, and how we've just become one broken community. So he wrote a song that's called So Tired, trying to get everybody to wake up and to make a difference. So here's Mr. Paul Robinson, known as PR in the music industry, with So Tired. When we get back, we'll continue our showcase, so don't go away.
I ain't an activist, I'm just a man that's from America, but they still call him my African. Flash American, but he should just be American. They say he white, but they don't call him European. They say I'm black when I fill out my application. My skin brown, I think somebody was mistaken. Why you need to know what my race is, you racist? What my skin color got to do with job placement? Shouldn't this be about skill? This shouldn't be how you feel about me, how I dress, if I pay my light bill. I can understand you wanting to know if I steal, but if I say no, when I will, you shouldn't be in my grill, looking in my face, in my eyes, trying to see if I lie. Would you have taken my word for it if I would have wore a suit and tie? What if my skin was a little lighter, a little brighter, a little whiter, and I had a felony? Would you catch a case of Alzheimer's for me being who I am and you being who you are? We both know that my complexion does play a major part, and that's not fair. Let's switch chairs, let me see if you like what you do. Look down on you like you only stood 2 foot 2. Don't even read your application. You white, I call you.
See, that's what y'all do, make my people feel not equal. This happens to the older generation, we the sequel. I know you think we slow, look at my ancestors, I don't think so. We did so much for this country, but you still want more. First open heart surgery, stop life, uh-oh. The clock to see if I'm late or not. The mail you send it, who made the box? The janitor that you look down on, who you think made the mop? George Washington, Carver's, Benjamin Banneker, all of us. No, it wouldn't be no Steve Jobs if it wasn't for Mark Dean, Charles Drew, Madam C.J. Walker, just to name a few. But y'all think that we dumb, cage us in like we some type of animals, barely feed us, cannibals. We feed off each other, we eat off each other. So what y'all do, devise a plan to bring down the brother man? No 40 acres, just some crack and some heroin. No mules, some rules are meant to be broken. Like selling the drugs you put in the neighborhood, y'all must be joking. Of course they smoking, of course they shooting up, of course they think they worthless. To y'all that's picture perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Black man, wake up, this is a state of emergency, my brother tried to murder me. Black man, what's up, another one just got hit up, another one just got picked up.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. This is the Saturday Showcase. If you have not heard this song before, and you heard it now, you couldn't possibly be untouched by the powerful message in that song and the plea for awareness and awakening that it calls for. This is Paul Robinson, a Christian rapper, spreading positivity, trying to bring people together, trying to end the nonsense and the senseless bloodshed and those obstacles that we face on a daily basis in the African-American community. His name is Paul Robinson. He's known as PR. And it is an awesome song. So, Mr. Robinson, I commend you. We have two more people spreading positivity about very important issues. And one of them is a man known as MP. He's writing about the importance of family and about a father's being in their children's lives. This is called So Awesome, dedicated to family structure, foundation, strength, and unity. Be back in just a few after this.
Being a father and being involved in your children's lives, shaping them, molding them, and watching them grow is the best gift you can ever give yourself. By not being there, you're robbing them, and you're robbing yourself. I'm Matt Presbury, and I'm a father. Let's go.
Distract me, but that's not my nature, man, and so far from it. God had a plan, and he told me what he wanted. He showed me children in dire situations, causing chaos due to father deprivation. He showed me stats from all across the nation. Young boys locked up or out on probation. Young girls out here, tricking in the streets, looking for daddy's love in between the sheets. He said, son, you'll never be a deadbeat. You'll stand up and keep your family on their feet. Forever you will fight, no surrender, no retreat. With all that I provide for you, your life will be complete. Complete. Now every day I live to give them what they need.
Raising all four of my seeds is so powerful. Lying here next to my queen is so powerful. Family means everything, it's so powerful. It's so powerful, it's so powerful. Watching these babies progress is so powerful. Having you to help me de-stress is so powerful. Realizing how much I'm blessed is so powerful. It's so powerful, it's so powerful.
I had the chance to throw the towel in and quit. Slam my hands down and say that I submit. Live a life of leisure and comfort. Refuse the support and force them to come get some money out of me through my paycheck. Or stay on the run like the New York Jets. But if I did that, I wouldn't realize yet what I'm missing out on by skipping out on. I wouldn't see the beauty of my queen or understand how much she blesses me. I miss out on all of the special things, like going to the park on warm evenings, or martial arts and drumming on Saturdays, or making you feel better on Saturdays, or going to Black Genius to learn the ways of the ancestors. We shout Ashe as we pull down together, shouting Harambe. Your beautiful faces, they brighten our places, especially my heart. That's why forever I will stay with the feeling that nothing could ever surpass. Having you all beside me to walk this path, ensuring that my queen knows our treasure. Every day with her, beyond measure. For real.
Raising all four of my seeds is so powerful. Lying here next to my queen is so powerful. Family means everything, it's so powerful. It's so powerful, it's so powerful. Watching these babies progress is so powerful. Having you to help me de-stress is so powerful. Realizing how much I'm blessed is so powerful. It's so powerful, it's so powerful.
powerful. Lying here next to my queen is so powerful. Family means everything, it's so powerful. It's so powerful, it's so powerful. Watching these babies progress is so powerful. Having you to help me de-stress is so powerful. Realizing how much I'm blessed is so powerful. It's so powerful, it's so powerful.
Welcome back, everybody. That was MP with So Awesome, a family-structured positive message and definitely something that we promote here on the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. We are going to go now to yet another young man out of California, definitely tired of the African-American breakdown, of the violence, of things that we deal with on a daily basis. Here is Mr. Ice Meese with Occupy. We'll be back in just a sec. Don't go away.
Just to make back it. See, I voted for a change and it ain't happened. Still can't get a job, so I'm back at it. I guess this is where we came to. Where senators get paid more than teachers do. They taxing every item when we buying food. And they still don't give it back to the schools. But they give it to the 1%. Cause we give it to them banks when we paying rent. Working hard in the end ain't making sense. So we gotta sell dope, that's the way it is.
Pop say everybody
thought he missed the good old days. Then he asked me, when was the good old days? We always been paycheck to paycheck, struggling and hustling, just making sure the fam set. They giving everybody freaking bailouts. Then my city went bankrupt and hellbound. Money went down, so the crime went up. Now I'm trying to aspire till my time is up. The people got sick and tired of being hopeless, so we set up shop, demonstrated and posted. Tear gas, my eyes still open, train still rolling, full speed smoking. Shut ports down, show the world no joking. Just trying to get that word out, but we need one voice to organize the noise. This is what can happen when you give us no choice.
Why we occupy 99 just out here striving, and the ones on the hill just smiling. It ain't right, so we fight. Damn strong, cause it's alright. We the people and we out here striving.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. That concludes our Saturday showcase, everybody. I want to thank Stephanie Jano for being here, Deacon Zeddy Williams for joining us. I want to thank all of you who are out there listening. Our showcase has been picking up massive amounts of listeners. So all of you that are out there who have heard of entrepreneurs in your local areas, hit them up, look to see what it is that you can do for them and they can do for you. Let's bring some re-empowerment back into our communities. Let's spread some more structure and progress, and let's see what we can do with the little bits like this. Just going in there, getting your hair done by one of our stylists, you know, buying a lipstick from a Mary Kay, you know, all of these things, while small to the visible eye, make a big difference. To those artists that you have heard here, you've seen these kids, Dave, you've heard these kids, they're out there hustling and they're sticking through everything that people tell them they won't be able to do. Society is saying it to them. The media is putting these standards out there and promoting nothing but violence or immorality. So go out there, buy a record. If you're a producer that can do something for these kids and you like what you hear, find out how to contact them. Give them a shot at a dream and let them give somebody else a shot at making some progress. So until Monday night, everybody, where we will be addressing the statement of the owner of the Clippers, racism out at its best. We will be addressing that on Monday at 10:30. So, oh, Eastern Standard Time, everyone, because I know I've been getting a lot of questions as to where, what time and which time zone. We are here on Eastern Standard Time. You guys follow along wherever you are and conform so that you can join us here. Feel free to call in. Feel free to share your thoughts about it. But we will see you here Monday night. So until that day, thank you all. God bless you. Be blessed. Be a blessing. Make a difference. And I'll see you here Monday night. Good night.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.